Stelling poll, suicide bomber was Christian convert. My arse, he was. By James Stelling poll on November 17, 2021. Suicide bomber was Christian convert claimed the MSM headlines yesterday. No, he wasn't. The Liverpool bomber, we now know, was just another failed asylum seeker gaming the system with the disgraceful and inexcusable complicity of the Church of England. His name was Ahmad Al-Suelmin and, as Kurt Sindelka reported for Breitbart, he converted to Christianity in order to cheat his way into British citizenship. In 2014, Ahmad Al-Suelmin had his first asylum claim rejected. The would-be bomber proceeded to launch appeal after appeal in order to prevent any deportation proceedings. He then underwent a 5-week course to convert to Christianity, ultimately confirmed in Liverpool Cathedral in 2017. To convince immigration authorities that he should be able to stay in the country. This is a massive scandal. But the scandal is not that Al-Suelmin lied, of course he did, probably on the grounds of Taqiyya. Rather the scandal is that the established church, instead of saving souls, is regularly putting them at risk by enabling potential terrorists like Al-Suelmin to slip in through the back door. If Al-Suelmin had succeeded in blowing up anyone other than himself, it would not be a stretch to say that the Church of England had blood on its hands. Christian conversion appears to be an established route for would-be terrorists. For example, Khair Esadallah, who stabbed 3 people to death last year in a Reading Park, was another failed asylum seeker who converted to Christianity. What makes this so inexcusable is that the Church appears to be fully aware of what is going on. As Sindelka reported, migrants exploiting the Church has been a long-standing issue, with the Dean of Liverpool the very Reverend Pete Wilcox admitting in 2016 that mixed motives are not unheard of in migrant conversions. He went on to say that the same fervor for conversions was not present in Muslims who already attained British citizenship, saying, "I can't think of a single example. Mixed motives are not unheard of. Isn't this just exactly the kind of mealy-mouthed circumlocution you'd expect from a senior cleric in the Church of England? Almost to a man, and woman, these are globalist, Gaia-worshipping, open borders activists whose allegiances owe more to George Soros and St. Greta of Thunberg than they do to God or Christianity. It's no coincidence that last month one of the church's few halfway decent senior clerics, the former Bishop of Rochester Michael Nasir Ali, quit the CFE in despair and converted to Roman Catholicism. Nasir Ali explained that the Church of England was so irredeemably woke he could stand it no longer. He wrote in the Mail, "The church councils and synods are permeated by activists who each have a single issue, often faddish agenda, whether it is about cultural correctness, climate change, identity politics, multiculturalism, which actually encourages communities to live separately, or critical theory on race, religion and gender. A neo-Marxist theory developed to create conflict by dividing people into victims and villains." Whether the Catholic Church is currently any better under the disastrous current Pope Bergoglio is a moot point. But Nasir Ali is certainly spot on in his suggestion that the Church of England has utterly lost its purpose. As with the Roman Catholic Church, its only hope lies with those principled clergy in its lower ranks who keep the Christian tradition alive. But they face an uphill struggle. Consider, for example, what happened to the Reverend Jamie Franklin, co-host of the Irreverent podcast, when he controversially suggested on Twitter that having children in marriage was a good and blessed thing to do. Lest there be any doubt, he cited one of the relevant scriptures. "Lo, sons are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." But instead of receiving support from his fellow clergy, they lined up to condemn him. Someone called Fr. Mikey, with the rainbow flag next to his name, tweeted, "As priest in the Church of England, we should take ecologists seriously when they say we should consider the impact a high population has on the environment. We are stewards of this earth and have to be responsible." Hannah Cartwright, assistant priest, University Church Oxford, tweeted, "Dear Fr. Jamie, I tried to DM but your inbox is closed. Can I urge you to reconsider this threat and the hurt, whilst I'm sure unintentional, it is causing? We all makes mistakes and misjudgments, I know I have. But without qualification your recommendation could be deeply damaging." Elaine Evans, who describes herself as wife, priest, cat lady, tweeted, "It is no one else's decision except the two people involved, and certainly not yours as a priest in the Church of England. You overstepped the mark by a considerable way. I speak as a childless CFE priest myself. Father Sam Frampton tweeted. I am a priest in the Church of England and I would never recommend people have as many children as they possibly can. It's insensitive, inappropriate and frankly irresponsible. As one who survives on a stipend, we couldn't possibly have 10 children. As Rod Dreher puts it in The American Conservative. A church whose clergy pounds on a priest who puts in a good word for childbearing is a sick institution. Yep. And a church that combines this kind of woke nonsense with enabling apparently aspiring suicide bombers to gain asylum isn't just moribund but a dangerous liability.